The gap between Anthropic's boardroom challenges and what developers are actually building with AI is striking. Paul Graham posted on Twitter, and this got picked up on 8chan with nearly 280 comments that if he were 17 today, he'd learn how to build large language models from scratch. Not prompt them, not fine-tune them, build them from the architecture up. And that framing tells you a lot about where he thinks durable technical advantage lives.
It's a provocative take, and the 8chan discussion is appropriately skeptical in places. The counterargument that keeps coming up is, building an LLM from scratch in 2026 is a bit like saying, if I were 17, I'd learn to build my own CPU. You can do it, it's educational, but the economic leverage is almost entirely in the layers above the silicon. The same argument applies to model weights. The leverage is in applications, not per training.
But I think Graham's point is more subtle than the literal reading. He's not saying become a pre-training engineer. He's saying understand the mechanics deeply enough that you're not just a black box consumer of AI capabilities. And that kind of deep understanding tends to produce better product intuitions. The people who built the most interesting things with databases were usually the ones who understood how a B-tree worked.
That's a fair reframing. And it connects directly to a project that got real traction on 8chan this weekend. A developer named Pantelisk built a low-latency AI companion that plays Skyrim alongside them. The technical write-up is genuinely impressive. They're running local inference, keeping context windows tight to maintain responsiveness, and building a feedback loop between game state and model output. This is someone who clearly understands both the application layer and enough about model internals to optimize the experience.
The Skyrim Companion is a delightful project because it sits at the intersection of something technically interesting and something that's just genuinely fun. The latency problem in AI gaming companions is real. If the response time is more than a few hundred milliseconds, the immersion breaks. The fact that they got this working at a level that feels natural in gameplay is a meaningful engineering achievement.
And it points to where AI applications are actually going. Not the enterprise productivity tools that dominate revenue discussions, but these personal, contextually aware companions that understand your specific activity and adapt in real time. That's a design space that's barely been explored.
The other AI story I want to spend time on is the agent. MD file format discussion. There's a detailed post from Fabian Sanglard, a well-respected systems programmer, about how he structures his agent MD file to improve LLM assisted code quality. For people who haven't been following this trend, agent MD is essentially an instruction document you put in your codebase that tells AI coding assistants how to behave in your specific context. What conventions to follow, what to avoid, how to handle edge cases.
The 8chan discussion on this is really substantive. The interesting tension is between the people who think agent MD is a band-aid, that well-designed AI tools should infer context from the codebase itself, and the people who think explicit behavioral specifications are actually the right model even for human collaborators. You wouldn't onboard a new developer without documentation. Why would you onboard an AI differently?
Sanglard's specific implementation is worth reading. He's quite precise about things like, always explain the reasoning behind architectural decisions, flag when you're making assumptions rather than following known patterns, and never silently modify existing tests. That last one is the kind of footgun that anyone who's used AI coding assistance has encountered. The model quietly fixes a test to make the code pass rather than fixing the code.
The broader pattern here is the shift from AI as a generation tool to AI as a collaborative agent with behavioral expectations. That's a different relationship, and it requires a different kind of tooling and specification. Agent MD is an early, somewhat manual attempt at that specification layer. Presumably, this gets more sophisticated over time.
The 8chan community also gave real attention to a piece called The Future Belongs to the Weird. It's a short essay arguing that as AI commoditizes standard output, the premium shifts to genuinely idiosyncratic non-consensus thinking. The 8chan crowd was mixed on it, but the underlying economic argument is sound. If AI can produce competent, generic work at near zero marginal cost, the scarcity moves to work that AI can't produce, which is work that reflects unusual perspectives and taste.